Factor Radio, where you'll get advice and answers from the guy who leads the organic charge, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and Merry Christmas, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk gardening today. I know a lot of you are still running around trying to get things done, and here at the last few days before Christmas. Hope everybody had a good Hanukkah. It's officially over. Whatever else you celebrate, hope you are enjoying it as much as you can, not working too hard. And hope you have a little bit of time to visit with us this morning and give me a call, because it'll be a really easy day to get in, I think, and talk gardening. We are, although there's an awful lot of other things going on, this is an important time to do a lot of things in the garden. The weather's been interesting and all. I guess it's a pretty big deal that we're here. The world was supposed to end a few days ago. That didn't work out that way exactly. But there was something interesting related to that I'm going to talk about a little bit. Let's see, what I need to do first, though, is tell you that this hour is brought to you by Munster Milling Company, makers of Munster natural dog food and cat food, and it's the best. It's just terrific. If you haven't tried it yet and you have dogs or cats, I recommend highly that you do. It's just the highest quality and the cleanest, no chemical preservatives, got some unusual ingredients, all the good things that I've been telling you about for quite some time. Our three dogs love it. The SPCA dog of the week is a cutie. I've got good news and bad news about the previous weeks. Last week, good news, Cody was adopted. From before that, Dakota is still waiting for a future home. So check out Dakota on our website on dirtdoctor.com. And also Taffy, today's adorable 8-month-old female Boston Terrier mix pup. She's a sweet baby who loves other dogs and would love to cuddle up with you. Since she's still a puppy, she's still learning things, and she's really cute, really cute. Black and white, definitely a terrier mix. Taffy's waiting for you at the SPCA at the Texas Jan Rees Jones Animal Care Center in Dallas. That's the new SPCA center. It's just west of downtown Dallas, for those of you in Dallas-Fort Worth area. And for those of you around the country, be sure to check out the animals. If you're looking for a pet, not a better way to go. Check out the rescue organizations in your area. And we appreciate Munster Milling Company, makers of Munster Natural dog food and cat food, for helping us with all of that. End of the world. The Mayan calendar ran out. Oh, and by the way, telephone number, better give you that, because you can jump on here right now, wide open lines for you. 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Not D-U-R-T, the way some of my buddies spell it, and the way I do too sometimes, but D-I-R-T. It's 1-866-444-3478. The morning at 5 o'clock that everything was supposed to have ended, I forgot exactly what day it was, but anyway, I got up and noticed the first thing, and I was talking to Bob Webster about this on his show yesterday down in San Antonio. The sunrise was spectacular. It was beautiful. Hope some of you, or a lot of you, got to witness that. But the night before, that's right, let's see, I had gone to a yoga class, and I got out of class, and it was about 6:30. The night before the supposed end was to take place, and there was this beautiful pattern in the sky. It looked almost like a really elaborate V, and it looked as though it was vapor trails from airplanes that all started at one place and then did a big V out into the sky. And it was really, really pretty. I took a picture of it, and I don't know how well it came out. I've still got it on my phone. We'll try to get it on Facebook and see if you can see it. And then the rest of the The next day, I guess the next day was Friday, I guess. And the sky had the most interesting patterns, cloud patterns I've ever seen. And a lot of it looked like vapor trails that had expanded and become real wispy. And then other elements were just real bizarre looking clouds. And it lasted all day long. And it kept catching my eye. The sky was beautiful and blue. And these interesting cloud patterns were all over. Was it related to anything? Probably not. It just, for whatever reason, the sky caught my attention the night before and then continued to all the next day, and it was beautiful. It was also pretty again yesterday, but nothing like it was Friday. Friday was the day it was, because I was outside all day and noticing it. If you noticed it and got some pictures of it, let me know. I don't know if I did during Friday or not. Another report I want to talk to you about today, I just got my hands on. It's been around for a while, and if this isn't on our Facebook, by the way, Facebook, can go to Howard Garrett or Dirt Doctor, either one. But there was a report from the entomologist with A&M that's kind of interesting. We'll talk about that. I've had a few meetings the last several weeks with people who are in the position to make an impact on whatever the mosquito program is, and I'll bring you up to date on all that stuff. And if you have any questions related to that, we can talk about it. Got some new facts, got some new information, got some new recommendations there. And, of course, soon after the 1st, well, it'll be January the 19th, we've got something coming up I want you to participate in with us. You have to be a member of the Organic Club of America. So those of you who are already members, you get to attend either by webcam or looking at your computer. It'll be broadcast on dirtdoctor.com, this seminar on January the 19th, or you can come to the event in person. It will be in Allen, Texas. The city of Allen is helping us out with this. And it'll be basically all day, 10 to 3 or something like that, before they kick us out, I guess. I'll be doing a couple of talks, and there'll be several other experts there talking about various subjects ranging all over the map. And we're going to have some people there that aren't going to be doing talks necessarily, but will be there just to meet and greet. A lot of the people you've heard me talk about over the years will be there. I'll give you a kind of a rundown later in the show about who they are. We'll get that information on the website also. The basic information is there now. You go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the button over there on the left that talks about the seminar, and it'll tell you how to become a member of the Organic Club of America, which will get you into the seminar, whether it's in person or those of you around the country can join us by computer. And looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let's see. What else needed to catch up on the dog thing we talked about? I've had quite a few questions coming in this week about compost. I want to talk about composting quite a bit. I've been planting some things. In Howard's Gardens had a little activity. We're having a family Christmas event tonight, so we dolled up things a little bit. Got some beautiful yellow pansies, really big, pretty pansies. And also Copper Canyon daisies. If you're trying to buy something that looks good right now and also smells great, too, a lot of the garden centers will have both pansies and Johnny Jump-Ups. And by the way, Johnny Jump-Ups are the smaller ones, and the violas, which are kind of an intermediate. It's been my experience through the years that they're even tougher than the regular pansies. So those of you who want to do something a little different, that may be a good way for you to go. But any of the pansies, violas, or Johnny Jump-Ups would be good. And one of the things that Bob and I were talking about yesterday, there's a couple of special treatments you can do with your pansies and Johnny Jump-Ups that I learned years ago. Matter of fact, when I was a laborer right out of college at Brookhaven Country Club, that's where I started off with Club Corporation of America out in Carrollton, Texas. There was a fellow there that was in charge of all the gardens. He was in charge of all the plantings and the greenhouse and everything. he didn't really have anything to do with the golf courses at all. And he had a technique that he taught me that I used to design into projects a lot, and I used to use at home, and I kind of got away from it. I got lazy, I guess. But it's something that if you haven't tried it, you might make a note of it, and if not this year, next year, give it a whirl, because it's really a little easier to do all the planting of this idea in the fall. And it's planting a combination of things. Let me go ahead and do this break, and then I'll come back and not be rushed and tell you about this interesting planting concept to use as bulbs and pansies, or relatives of pansies. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this.
Register today for Howard Garrett's Healthy Living and Growing Seminar. Howard is teaming up with other experts to present growing edible gardens, mosquito control that works, natural pet health, natural remedies for weeds, head lice, foot fungus, and insect bites, nutrition and health, and much more. There will be prize drawings throughout the event, so register today by going to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Healthy Living and Growing Seminar logo, or call 866-444-3478. Register at dirtdoctor.com today and have a more successful 2013.
One of the places you can go to buy Crazy Water is at the Crazy Water store in Mineral Wells. This is where the Crazy Well is and where you can purchase Crazy Water and many related products. Crazy Water is what I drink, and there are several reasons why you should too. Other waters can't add naturally occurring minerals to their water, only synthetic ones. Crazy Water's high level of natural minerals are more readily absorbed by your body than synthetic minerals. Crazy Water is also a natural sports drink without all the artificial flavors and sugars. Crazy Water drinkers love it because it's real and it's an easy means of hydration and electrolyte replenishment. Crazy Water's been making people feel good since 1881. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us to locate a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner ad on the top of the store location page to print a page that you can give to your store so they can get Crazy Water for you. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic approaches in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC wants to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center can use your support. Your contribution is tax deductible. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the bottom of the homepage to find out more about TORC and how you can help. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner. Or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
One of the most important organic product manufacturers in Texas is the Medina Corporation down in Hondo, Texas. The company has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil-building products longer than anyone in the business. Medina has quality fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulas. Medina's products work by stimulating soil biology to help all plants. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has products that help you spend your budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right at the same time. They have a brand new product. It's a prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food, and it is great. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. Website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at hardware stores, nurseries, feed stores, and any stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And I was telling you about an interesting planting technique, and we'll talk about that and then go to the phones real quick and then get back to talking about compost a little bit. But this planting technique that this fella, this gardener, taught me years and years ago was to plant bulbs and pansies in the same bed. And it's a technique I don't see that much. I think that the if you have my plants of the Metroplex, especially some of the earlier versions of it, probably the latest one still does because I like the picture so much. There's a photograph of some tulips coming up real beautifully through a bed of pansies. And if you plant in the fall, you can do it all at one time. You can plant. You have to be kind of careful. Plant the bulbs first at the proper depth, and then plant the pansies right on top, right across the same bed. And you can do it with hyacinths or daffodils or tulips or whatever. Of course, depends on what you choose as far as when it's best planted. The daffodils are best planted in the fall. And around here in our zone, we're planting tulips now. And you can get away with doing it even a little bit later. So you could still do this technique. If you have an existing pansy bed, you could plant the bulbs in the pansies if you're real careful not to tear up the pansies by doing the planting operation. But what it does, it gives you this beautiful blanket of color for the, you know, the cool season most of the winter. And then in the spring, the bulbs pop up right out of the pansies or the Johnny jump-ups or whatever you choose to use. And if you use the species, if you go tulip route, you can use the species tulips or use some of the repeating daffodils, and you can have a situation where it'll be a one-time expense on the bulbs, and then you can continue each year to add the pansies or the violas on top of the area where the bulbs are. Let's catch up a little bit here. Dorothy is first up in Sachse, Texas. Hello, Dorothy.
It'll be a one-time expense.
Uh-oh, I tricked her. Dorothy, you there? Okay, Dorothy's going on hold. Betty's turn. Hi, Betty.
Yes.
What can I do for you?
Well, I have a couple of tree issues, and while I was waiting for you to come on the line, I heard what might be the answer to my question. But I have a lot of dogs in my yard because I'm associated with an animal rescue group.
Uh-huh. Good for
and
you.
My yard is divided into two halves, so I can have a garden in one half without the dogs, you know, destroying things. And on each half of the fence, one half is for the dogs and one half is for the garden. On the garden half, about 3 years ago, I planted a red oak. It's about probably 4 years old now. And on the other side, the dog side, I planted the same thing. However, the fence wasn't up until about a year after I put those trees in. So the dogs had access to urinate on both trees. The one on the protected side, in the garden side, is doing real good. The one on the dog side, because they do use that as a urine post all the time, and they've been exposed. It's been exposed to a lot of dogs during the time it's been there. I'm wondering if that could be the cause of a problem I'm having with that one that I'm not having with the other one, and it's the bark breaking loose, loosening up and falling off, and there's little holes in the tree. I can see where the bark is not there. It looks like woodpecker holes, but that's not what it is, because I don't think I've ever had any woodpeckers in my yard that I know. Well,
woodpecker holes will be real shallow if they're deep and go into the trunk. They're probably borers, and if they're clean, there may be exit holes. They may not still be in there. If the tree's bleeding and oozing, they may still be inside the holes. And you can kill them with a couple of things. You can run wire in and kill the larvae that way. You can put orange oil at full strength or really strong orange oil in the holes with a eyedropper or a syringe or something like that, and then plug the holes up with wood putty or tree trunk goop or something like that, and the fumes of the orange oil will kill them. But we need to figure out next why the borers were attacking. The dogs using the tree as their restroom could be related, but it's probably not the main thing. It's not the only thing that's going on. When you look at the base of that tree, is the flare exposed really well?
You know, I'm pretty sure that my adult son, daughter and son-in-law planted those for me.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure that I was out there inspecting it as they were doing that and told them to be sure to leave the flare exposed when they planted it. But at the same time, they put in a lawn for me, and the lawn has kind of grown up around it, so it's kind of hard for me to tell. Would the grass around the tree trunk, even if it's exposed, to be a problem?
Yeah, it could, and it could be hiding the soil that's up on the flare. But if the grass is healthy at the base of the tree, that means that the dog's urine is not being applied often enough to hurt the tree. If it's not killing the grass, it won't kill the tree.
Oh, okay. Well,
so,
the grass.
But I would pull the grass back from the base, and I think you're going to find that the flare is covered, and that's probably what's leading to the stress and probably borers. It sounds like what you have there. And you can get it all in good shape. If you want to just take an extra step about making sure the dog urine isn't a problem, go to the feed store or the garden center and get some zeolite and just spread zeolite from time to time. Kitty litter often is made of zeolite. And you can just spread it around the base of the tree where they go, and it'll neutralize the urine, no problem at all. Let me put you on hold if you had something else, because I'm going to have to take a quick break here. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The international envoy for Syria's civil war arrived in Lebanon today. It'll be traveling overland to Damascus later, making another stab at brokering an end to the 21-month-old crisis. He will be meeting with Syrian President Bashar Assad. Witnesses say thousands of protesters have demonstrated in Iraq's western Sunni heartland following the arrest of bodyguards assigned to the finance minister who draws support from that area. The demonstrators today briefly blocked the main highway near the town of Fallujah. Italy's premier says he will not run in the February elections, ending weeks of speculation. But Mario Monti says if political parties demand he come in, he'll consider it. And White House officials say the president will attend today's funeral for Democratic Senator Daniel Inouye in Hawaii. This is SRN News.
Could Barack Obama really be elected to a third presidential term? The left says yes. A contributor to one of the most widely circulated newspapers in the world warns Obama could launch a war against Iran to secure a third term. A leading pundit on the right predicts Obama's backers could repeal the 22nd Amendment, clearing a legal path for Obama's third term. After racking up over $5 trillion in debt in his first 4 years, could America even afford a third term of Obama's spread the wealth politics? Well, what if there was a huge new economic force emerging in our country, a force big enough to put America back on top of the world's economy? That's what's happening right now. Learn about the specific watershed event in 2015 that will change everything you believe about the world's economy and propel Obama into a third presidential term. Go to www.thirdterm2.com. Get the facts. Decide for yourself. That's thirdterm2.com. Thirdterm2.com.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. They met in last season's Final Four with Kansas winning a 64-62 thriller in the NCAA semis. This time, the ninth-ranked Jayhawks won on the road and won a matchup of top 10 teams, beating seventh-ranked Ohio State 74-66. Kansas guard Ben McLemore at 22 points and 6 boards says Coach Bill Self emphasized holding the Buckeyes' transition game in check.
I think we just slowed him down. You know, that's the main thing he wanted us to do, just slow him down on transition. And that's what we did. You know, we slowed him down, got a couple steals, you know, and we just made plays.
And the upset of the day was unranked Temple beating third-ranked Syracuse 83-79. Orange coach Jim Boeheim says there's one telling stat in his team's first loss of the season.
The bottom line is you can't miss 15 free throws. They made 29 and we made 19. It's just not a way you can win tough games.
Fourth-ranked Arizona down East Tennessee State 73-53. It was fifth-ranked Louisville 78, Western Kentucky 55. Kansas State surprise number 8, Florida 67-61. This is SRN Sports. Number 12, Missouri beat 10th-ranked Illinois 82-73. Illini coach John Gross at his team's first loss of the season.
I know it's an important game. It's a rivalry game. We certainly have great respect for that. But we're going to play around 35-plus games. You know, our deal is our body of work.
11th-ranked Cincinnati was a 68-58 winner over Wright State. 13th-ranked Minnesota down Lafayette 75-50. It was 15th-ranked Georgetown 65, American University 48. Other top 25 winners: South Dakota State, San Diego State, Butler, Michigan State, UNLV, North Carolina, Oklahoma State, and North Carolina State. In the NBA, the Hawks outscored the Bulls 61-33 in the second and third quarters combined to beat Chicago 92-75. Detroit was a 96-87 winner over Washington. It was Miami 105, Utah 89, Indiana 81, New Orleans 75, Houston 121, Memphis 96, Cleveland 94, Milwaukee 82, Denver 110, Charlotte 88, Portland 96, Phoenix 93, the Lakers in overtime over Golden State 118-115. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard back, and an open line is for you at 1-866-444-3478. Dorothy, are you there?
I'm here.
There you are. Snuck up on you a minute ago, didn't I? What's going on?
I have this little grass that's coming up in my yard, and it's a little sharp, very skinny, thin, wiry-looking grass. And I don't know where it came from. I don't see it in anybody else's yard. I do have a lot of trees in my yard, so I don't have a lot of grass, just little patches here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And is that... It is green.
It's green right now?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So the frost didn't hurt it.
No, it didn't seem to. And I did pull up a couple of sprigs of it. I scanned it, and I was going to send it to you, but I really don't know that much about computers, so I'm going to have to get one of my grandkids to help me do that.
Okay, well, just send it to info@dirtdoctor.com.
Okay.
Most of the cool season grasses are a little, I wouldn't say they're real thin blades, but most of the grass that's out there right now that's green would be things like fescue, ryegrass, some of the cereal grains and rescue grass, all those things. But they tend to have a leaf that's, you know, is almost as wide as St. Augustine. The fescue of those that I mentioned would probably have the thinnest, some varieties would have the thinnest blades. But if that's not it, if it's something else, we'll take a look at the pictures and see if we can't help you.
Well, I did look on grasses on the computer,
uh-huh.
And there was something that popped up there, needle grass. And that kind of looks like what it is to me from that picture. And
okay.
It does get tall, it said, but I think I had a little of that last year, but now it's a lot more of it. And, of course, it wasn't any problem in the summertime because, you know, I have a lot of shade, so I have more shade.
Well, that common name usually refers to a plant that's a warm season kind of weed. So send me a picture of it, and we'll take a look. In the meantime, if you want to kill it, if it's green, you can still kill things with the orange oil or delimonene products like Avenger or make your own formula. Make your own mix from one of my formulas. You know, we've got the recommended formulas under guides on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, but if you want to buy a commercial product, the Avenger works, and there's some other delimonene or orange oil or vinegar-based products on the market. And when the summer grass, St. Augustine and Bermuda and Zoysia and things that grow in the summer, when they're dormant, and they pretty much all are out there right now because we've had enough frost, you can spray right over the lawn and not hurt it at all and kill anything that is a winter weed, whether it's broadleaf or grass. And that's kind of what we recommend between Christmas and New Year's across the board is when people have little small winter weeds like henbit and various other things, when they're still real small, you can spray across the lawn and not hurt the summer grasses at all. Spray the whole lawn.
Yeah. Well, I don't do a lot of spraying. I don't do anything in the yard, actually, but so I have to have everything done. But actually, if it's not going to be a problem, I mean, it's
no,
green.
It probably won't. Just mow it or... If you want to pull it out, that's fine, too.
Oh, you can't pull it out. It's so little that you can tell by the little tiny, the little sprig. I tried to grab a little handful of it, and it doesn't pull out like that.
Okay.
Not like a normal. But I live on right at the edge of 250 acres, and I don't know if it's something that, you know, is out of the field right behind my house.
It could be. You said it was under the trees, so it's probably in a fairly shady area.
Yeah, my front yard is most total shade.
Yeah.
It's heavy shade. My house space is directly west, so
I see. That means when the plants are in stress, when the turf is in stress, which it would be under the trees, not enough sunlight.
Yeah.
That makes for some bare soil, and that makes for seed of weeds to germinate and get going. That's what you're seeing there.
Well,
so you can plant some ground covers, or you can put some mulch in, or you can just let grow whatever it wants to grow.
I usually have 5 yards of – I need to have another 5-yard dump truck put in, and they put – just cover up the bare ground because, you know, it does have a lot of shade, which is what I want. Hey, I'm native Texan. Give me the shade any day.
Sure, that's right. But you just said something I don't agree with at all. Don't buy any soil and bring it in and dump it on the – on the ground around your trees.
Mulch, I get the rough cut, the first cut through the mulcher whenever they cut down trees and things.
Okay, mulch
it's
is fine.
Very rough.
That's
it's
fine.
Coarse, and it lasts for several years once you put that because it doesn't disintegrate like the other stuff.
It's the best mulch on the market.
It's just our native,
good.
What they cut down. It's an arborological place in Wiley that has it, and they just bring out a dump truck full and... you know, then I have the yard guys put it on the bare soil.
No, that's fine. Ground up native trees into mulch. That's the best mulch you can buy.
Yeah.
Well, Dorothy, I don't think you have a big problem.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Okay. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
And we've got open lines for you at 866-444-3478. A couple of things. Betty and I were talking off the air about a couple of things. She asked me if I had a book that has all the recipes we were talking about. the different recipes that I recommend and everything. And yeah, they're in several of my books. The big book, which is called Texas Gardening the Natural Way, is probably the most comprehensive and update about that. The organic program for the professional is the latest book, and it has maybe even more current formulas and so forth. And she was asking if she could order it, mail order, and yeah, you can from a whole bunch of different places. But if you needed it fast for a Christmas gift or something like that, we were noticing the other day that the Barnes & Noble stores, there's not very many bookstores left out there, but they had a real good selection of all my books in stock if you needed something in short order, including the big book over there. Also, that information is on the website. We try to put it in there in alphabetical order in the library, and then it's in other places as well. But the easiest way to find a formula and the basic information and programs that I recommend is go to the homepage, dirtdoctor.com, and then click on the word guides, and under guides you'll find the different basic programs and also the formulas that I recommend for all kinds of things, including things like we were talking about, the tree trunk goop, Garrett juice, and, you know, all that stuff. Okay, open lines for you, 866-444-3478. Let's talk about mosquito spraying just a little bit. Had an interesting visit the other day with the city of Highland Park, and Highland Park has been kind of put under the microscope a little bit because they, for those of you in other parts of the country, Highland Park and University Park is called the Park Cities, and it's right smack in the middle of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and it's its own town there. And it's, you know, really nice houses, and it's a very good area to live in, let's just put it that way. Some of the fanciest places there. And the people there tend to have beautiful landscaping, gorgeous landscaping. It's a lot of keeping up with the Joneses going on there, which is fine. The negative thing, and I told them this, told the park department people this in the meeting, they water too much there. They tend, and I think that there's a couple of culprits involved in any area that where the watering is being done too much, where too much irrigation is being done and being wasteful and that sort of thing. And it will tend to be the fault of the landscape contractors in some cases. It'll tend to be the fault of the irrigation contractors in some cases. And a lot of times it's just the homeowner ordering that the irrigation be set on automatic and run every day. Some people, believe it or not, run the irrigation system twice a day, and they'll talk about they like that because they'll set it for 15 minutes to run twice a day so it doesn't run off as much. Well, in an organic program where you have healthy soil, the soil receives the water a whole lot better, and you don't have that problem. I tend to do just the opposite. I tend to water very long periods of time when I water, and then wait as long a duration as possible between waterings before you water again. And I told the people at Highland Park that to get the mosquito situation under control, that was the purpose of the meeting, talk about what I recommended as mosquito control. And they're really doing a good job looking at all alternatives and all that kind of thing. And I explained my entire program, which you can find, by the way, on the website, also in the library. And we'll talk about it today some. It's important because we're actually getting into that process right now at this time of the year. But I told them if they don't get the overwatering under control, they're never going to get the mosquito problem under control, because when you overwater, and Highland Park has some underground springs and some things that have been covered up over periods of time. They have underground sewer, sanitary sewer and drainage. A lot of the landscapes have underground drainage systems, which means that you have pipes underground where water can stand. Well, you know, that's one of the main reasons why I'm so much against the spraying of the air, spraying from trucks and especially spraying from airplanes, because a lot of those eggs and larvae of mosquitoes are down in those underground situations where stagnant water is. That's where they breed. And the spraying kills none of those. Even if it could get to the larvae, it wouldn't kill them because of the kind of sprays that they're spraying from airplanes and doing all these ridiculous things that went on this summer, that if that material hit the water, hit the areas where those mosquito eggs and larvae are, it wouldn't kill them. It's not a larvicide, it's an adulticide. So the only thing that the spraying kills is a small percentage of the adults that are flying around. And it doesn't do a very good job on that, and it does kill a bunch of other insects, and we'll get into that in this report here. But my recommendations are pretty simple. Clean up the trash. Do a better job than ever of cleaning up trash, because just plastic bags and little lids and things can be breeding places for mosquitoes. And then you treat the water and the underground things as much as possible, and the entire landscaping, if you can, with BTI. We'll talk more about it when I come back. Howard Garrett, right after this.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to asktheplant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's asktheplant.com or call 956-383-0739.
Keeping our bones strong and healthy becomes more of a challenge as we age, especially for women. This is Dr. Natalie Engelbart, scientific advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has proven that adding a probiotic supplement to your diet will fortify and strengthen bones, making them less likely to break. A clinical study done exclusively on Dr. O'Hara's probiotics found that women and men who took Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for at least 8 weeks had significantly increased bone density. The calcium we consume through milk and supplements is not always absorbed or used to build bone. In fact, without a healthy probiotic population in the gut, calcium can pass right through undigested. The nice thing about probiotics is that they are part of the original plan. They are supposed to be in the intestinal tract. As a doctor, I worry about depending on drugs that harden bone by slowing the normal remodeling process. But I can't think of a good reason not to have better digestion at any age.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Howard Garrett's new book, Organic Management for the Professional, is the first comprehensive guide to going green in large-scale landscaping, soil building, correct planting techniques, fertilizing, and pest control. You will learn how to apply these organic methods in large-scale landscaping, such as orchards, tree farms, and greenhouses, as well as recreational properties such as golf courses and parks. The Organic Management for the Professional is written for landscape architects and contractors, golf course managers, park administrators, turf managers, or other stewards of the land. Buy it today from your local bookstore, retailer, or the Natural Organic Warehouse. Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Dogs. My dogs give me a laugh every day. I hope yours do, too. I really like cats as well, but we don't have them because of allergies. My wife has. But in both cases, I have a recommendation for you. It's Munster Natural Pet Foods. There are high-quality ingredients in all these products. There are no toxic preservatives. The highest quality ingredients include prebiotics and L-carnitine and some things that I've been recommending a long time. They're quite rare. Some of the products contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so there's something for everyone. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster Natural, ask them to contact MunsterMilling.com and find out how to get the products into your area and make your dogs and cats happier and healthier.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Couldn't find my headset because it's on top of my head. Welcome back, everybody. Open line for you at 866-444-3478. My tea is pretty good this morning, real simple. Dandelion root, yerba mate, and honey. A lot of honey. And I almost forgot to put it in this morning, but that's the best part of the tea, I think. Somebody called and couldn't hold, must be on the way to church or something, and had an interesting question that fits into what I was going to get into next, but in case he won't be listening too long, Phil was asking about what leaves are best for the compost and why. The answer to the question is, think about the forest. Composting goes on everywhere there's plants growing naturally, prairie, forests of all kinds anywhere in the world. So the answer to the question is any leaves are fine in the compost. If they weren't fine, and it's a fairly common question that I get. I hear people say that somebody's told them, if they've read that oak leaves are high in acid or, you know, real acid pH, and so will mess up the soil long term. And if that were the case, the forests would be in real trouble, wouldn't they? So the answer to the question is, whatever kind of leaves you have are perfect for the compost pile, especially if they grew on trees growing on your property. But if you have neighbors that are foolish and throw their leaves away, there's nothing wrong at all with bringing them in. And evergreen leaves, deciduous leaves, doesn't matter, any kind of cedar, all of them are fine to go in the compost pile. Pine leaves, the only thing about evergreen leaves, some of them, like magnolia, are real hard and don't break down very fast. So if you do something to grind them up, run over them with your mulching mower, or, you know, somehow destroy them a little bit before they go in the compost pile, the process will just work better and quicker. But you don't have to do that because, again, think of the forest where they're growing. They fall on the ground whole, and then they break down over time. They are mixed with animal waste, you know, the manure of animals that are in the forest or on the prairie, and the earthworms and the bugs and insects and everything. So you've got a mixture of plant and animal in nature. So, you know, replicating that to some degree in your compost pile will be good. But anyway, we'll talk more about composting a little later and go through all that. Open line at 866-444-3478. Anyway, back to the mosquito control. We recommended a very simple program of cleaning up trash, and it's not to say that people, homeowners and cities and counties and state people are not doing a good job of cleaning up. It's just that they could all, everybody, do a better job. Some homeowners probably do a perfect job, but the entities have situations where there are abandoned properties, there are junkyards, there are, you know, businesses, industrial areas and all, where the trash cleanup and cleaning up anything, you know, like old car bodies or whatever that have cavities in them that hold water, that all needs to be taken care of and on a level, you know, higher than we've ever done. And that's a very important piece of the puzzle. And then the second thing is treating water that can't be drained and can't be cleaned up through trash cleanup with BTI. BTI stands for Bacillus thuringiensis israelensis. It is a bacillus. It's a bacteria that is similar to the bacillus that's used to kill the worms that eat your vegetables, crops, and eat trees. But that's regular BT, Bacillus thuringiensis, and there's a couple of different varieties there. Israelensis, BTI, is quite unique. It was discovered in Israel, and it was learned that it was specific to a very, very small number of insects, mosquitoes, fungus gnats, which a lot of people call and ask me about every year, you know, people have at home and everything, and buffalo flies and, you know, a couple of others. They're all pest insects. Doesn't hurt butterflies, doesn't hurt moths, doesn't hurt other insects at all, doesn't hurt any beetles or anything like that. And the BTI products are on the market right now basically in two ways. One, they're little donuts, those little round donut things, and that are the most well-known about, I guess, and you just toss them into standing water, and they kill larvae, so the larvae never hatch and become adult mosquitoes. The second product that's out there is a granular product. It looks like a real kind of coarse organic fertilizer, what it appears to be, and it's the same thing. They use some kind of an organic base, and they impregnate those pieces with the BTI, and they put it out. Well, we came up with another idea. Tropical John and I kind of schemed on this. He sprayed it for me. I came up with the idea of crushing up the BTI into a powder and spraying it on the whole property, because mosquitoes can breed in wet mulch and can breed on the backs of leaves where you're watering too much, back to my original comment. And we're going to be talking about this spraying of the entire properties. I talked to the city of Highland Park about the idea, and I'm talking to other people, Dallas County and others, about it too, because instead of spraying toxic chemicals, we could spray this stuff, and it's available now. We've already talked to the companies, and really get the mosquito problem under control. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. More next hour, so don't go away. 866-444-3478.